Today in Southern California, the leader of an Anaheim mosque boarded a plane bound for the nation of Qatar. It's unlikely that Wagdi Ghanim will ever return to the United States. After nearly 2 months in federal detention, Ghanim and his family have chosen voluntary deportation rather than continuing a fight with U.S. immigration authorities. The government calls Ghanim a security threat. As NPR's Luke Burbank reports, many Orange County Muslims say he's been targeted because of his religion.
If you stand in the backyard of Wagdi Ghanim's modest Anaheim home, you can just about throw a rock to Disneyland. And yet, inside, it feels far away from the happiest place on earth.
Some suit for him, some tie. I will put his laptop.
Ghanim's wife, Somaya, stands in the middle of their bedroom, surrounded by piles of clothing and papers, as she packs his possessions. 2 months ago, immigration officials took Ghanim into custody, claiming he'd violated the terms of his visa. The Egyptian had been allowed into the U.S. as a religious worker, so he could preside over a mosque in Texas. But Ghanim failed to get permission when he moved his family to California, which authorities say meant he's what's called out of status and subject to deportation. The government also alleged Ghanim was a known supporter of terrorism, having preached jihad at fundraising events for the radical Palestinian group Hamas. Ghanim's wife says immigration officials really put Islam on trial.
My husband, he has to prove his speech from Quran, but his crime only is his religion.
There's more to the story than that, says Bill Odenkrantz, director of field operations for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Division.
When you're a guest in someone's home, you're expected to treat your situation in a way different than the children in that home may treat the situation. And so you should be very careful to keep your visa in order.
Ghanim supporters don't dispute that he was out of status. What they're upset about is how he was treated after he was picked up. Ghanim was denied bail and kept in detention for 2 months. And he isn't the only prominent Muslim in Orange County facing deportation. Two other leaders are currently sitting in detention. Immigration officials deny there's a coordinated campaign against local Muslims. But, says Odenkrantz, the government will be proactive in detaining people of any background if it thinks they're a threat.
In our day after 9/11, we're not going to wait for people to commit acts of terrorism. And we're going to act now.
And what was that evidence that Ghanim supported terrorism?
One of the statements that he's alleged to have made is that he who equips a warrior of jihad is as if he is jihad himself.
The government's case came largely from articles written by a former TV journalist named Stephen Emerson. Emerson claims radical Muslims have infiltrated many American mosques and are using them to fund and support terrorism. Further bolstering the case, says Odenkrantz, was the fact that Ghanim was mentioned by name as a Hamas sympathizer during the 9/11 hearings.
And before the 9/11 commission, the source of that testimony indicated that he had audio tapes that would confirm these statements that were made.
Did you guys have the audio tapes? Were you ready?
No, we didn't have the audio tapes at that point in time. We were attempting to get the audio tapes.
Despite that lack of hard evidence, Ghanim's lawyers say he chose voluntary deportation because the 53-year-old is in failing health and wanted to see his family, even if that meant leaving the country. Given a choice, Somaya Ghanim says she would rather stay in Anaheim and let her children finish out the school year. She says her husband's arrest has changed her perception of this country.
I don't know what happened to the America, huh? I am very, very surprised. And I am very, very sad, really. Because when we came here, came for freedom, for free speech. But today, no free speech. I don't know. Maybe for Muslims only. I don't know.
Because their visas were dependent on his, Ghanim's wife and children must now leave the country immediately, or they too face deportation. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Los Angeles.